Day 44, April 17th. Today's reflection is based on John chapter 17, verses 1 through 11, and was written by Brandon Anthony Shaw, class of 2019. Two things come to mind when I read this prayer of Jesus, especially as I zero in on verse 3, namely that eternal life, which is to know Jesus, is now, and that we are called to know Jesus, not in some distant or abstract sense, but personally. First, eternal life is defined as knowing Jesus, and we can do that now. We don't have to wait to expire from this sin-cursed world to know Jesus. Sure, post-mortem eternal life is the best, because there will be no more destructive cancers to torment us. There will cease to be places of terror like Auschwitz or the Gulag. Tears will be wiped away forever by the Lord, and the former trials of life will be in the rearview mirror. However, eternal life is to know Christ, and that is something we can very much do now, as we wait for God's kingdom to come in fullness. Second, eternal life is to know Christ. To know Christ is not simply intellectual acknowledgement or assent of Him. It is actual relational knowledge and experience of Him. The demons, after all, know about Jesus, but do not know Jesus. To know Jesus is to trust in Him as the one who lived the perfect life we could never live, to embrace Him as the one who died in our place, and thus saved us from everlasting ruin, and to rely on Him and His resurrection as what gives us hope, that we too might be raised from death to everlasting life one day. To know Jesus is to be in relationship with this risen Savior Lord. We are called to know Jesus in a deep and intimate way. We must not be content to merely know about Him, but experience Him as friend. Today's prayer. Father, may we comprehend that eternal life in Jesus is now. Furthermore, may we not be merely content to know about Jesus, but actually experience Him daily. May we share His gospel so that others might know Him too, and thus glorify You. We pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.